Stop punishing yourself with bland, chalky protein shakes and fuel your fitness with the best protein in the game at GNC. We've got the hottest brands and flavors that legit taste like cookies, your favorite cereal, indulgent desserts, and more. It's on at GNC.
Struggle, and I want you wrestling with them angels.
Here he is, from Auburn University, Bo Jackson.
All right, so we have Connor from the internet's favorite licensed apparel brand, Home Field Apparel. How's it going, Connor?
You know, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate that title. We like to partner with what used to be, I guess it is again, the internet's only college football podcast.
Right.
So, you know, I appreciate that apparel or that tagline associated with our apparel and being online because we are very online.
You are the most online licensed college football apparel brand I've ever seen or that could possibly.
That's right.
I don't see the game tweeting out a bunch of cool stuff.
I don't know that Connor will get this, but they're the Dangelo Purifoy of clothing lines.
Yeah, sure. Dangelo Purifoy. Connor is a very online member of Auburn's men's basketball team. Maybe too online.
A little bit too online.
That's right up our alley.
So there's rumors. I've heard whispers and rumors that there could be Auburn-related content coming out. September the 12th.
Yeah.
Never forget.
Absolutely.
September 12th.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And so what's the story of how Home Field got started?
Yeah. So Home Field's roots are in all good and beautiful things, and that's Indiana football.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a student back in Bloomington in Indiana. We're based out of Indianapolis. Bloomington's hour south of Indy. And I was a student at IU. Of course, being from Indiana, everybody, you love basketball. That's what you're just – it's what it is.
We do that now.
Yeah, you guys do that now. We don't do that anymore. we just recruit all the Indiana kids, and then we massively underperform – to expectations, and everybody gets really mad every year. That's Indiana basketball. If you want a fun thought exercise, actually, Ben Rafael, VT Ben on Twitter, he used to write for Crimson Quarry, and he has a theory that Indiana basketball is actually just Nebraska football and vice versa.
Oh.
And the more you think about it, it's really it's on so many levels. I could talk about it for an hour. But yeah, no, it gets depressing if I think about it too much. So I channel my energy into Indiana football because I know nothing of the sport other than just sitting there and yelling. Like, I'm from Indiana. Like I was just watching before we got on the Utah-Denver game, and I coach high school basketball here. So, like, I'm, like, breaking down what horn sets they're running and everything with a football. I couldn't tell you the difference between a Husky and a Mike. I don't care. I just want to just scream at my TV and watch Indiana blow another fourth quarter lead to Michigan or Ohio State. So when I was a student, though, we had a really fun team back in 2015. I promise to bring Home Field's part of this eventually.
No. I want to hear more about the horn sets.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, I could get you. There's some nice DHOs, too.
I'm a former high school basketball coach as well. That's why I say that.
You know. There you go. So yeah, Indiana football back then, though, Nate Sudfeld was the quarterback. He's like the third string for the Eagles, sometimes the backup. He's pretty darn good. We had Tevin Coleman, Shane Wynn, who played in the NFL. There were like four or five guys on the offense that went to the NFL. Kevin Wilson was the coach. We just max chaos team. We would go 5-7, but one year we made the Pinstripe Bowl, which was a big deal. We hadn't been to a bowl game in like 8 years. And so Pinstripe Bowl goes in double overtime against Duke. We lose on a field goal that was questionably no good.
Right.
If I can get you the photo later. I have it saved in my camera roll like 8 times. But the whole thing in Indiana Twitter that off season was just like saying the kick was good just all the time. So I was a student then. And at the time I was studying marketing at IU, and I put together some like Indiana, like the state specific designs for some stickers and shirts that some local places started to pick up. I just taught myself screen printing out of my college apartment, very classic type of story. And yeah, we had never done anything sports related, didn't want to touch licensing. It was me in my apartment. And at that point I graduated working in marketing in Indy, made of the kick was good shirt going into the next year for football. Crimson Quarry picked it up, sold like crazy. Got to know the Crimson Quarry guys because I actually lived two doors down from Kyle Robbins when I moved up to Indy. And so I was working in marketing in Indy, started to advertise this brand we had called Hoosier Proud, very Indiana-specific stuff, with a couple of local IU podcasts. We got licensed for IU and Purdue and Indiana State and Ball State, which actually helped really generate the idea for us because we expected we would do well with IU Purdue, but it was us seeing that we could make real differences in our apparel design for Indiana State and Ball State because nobody's making good stuff for them.
Right. Not a market for old Larry Bird t-shirts.
Oh yeah. I mean, there's so many good things with Larry. That's another thing I'll rant about forever is that Larry Bird transferred from IU because he hated Bob Knight and he thought Bloomington was too big of a town for him coming from French Lake, but he would have been on the team that went undefeated in back-to-back seasons in the Big Ten.
Holy
which
cow.
Would have been bonkers.
Yeah.
Overkill. He would have won 3 titles in a row. Anyway, I'm doing this Hoosier Proud thing on the side. It's doing well. I look into the feasibility of going and starting doing collegiate apparel full-time. And a lot of people in the industry would tell you, oh, well, vintage, nice collegiate apparel is the market's saturated, which is true in a lot of ways. But we had a vision for doing it for schools of all sizes, what we call thoughtful apparel. So talking to guys like you, like I've been DMing Josh Black forever about different Auburn. He sent us Auburn cookies today, actually, that arrived at our office.
Hell yeah, Josh.
You know, so we really get on a granular level, right? And then the way we market it, like we said earlier, we're the most, I promise you, we're the most online collegiate apparel brand out there. And so that's how we're making our pitch to schools, right? So basically that was the idea. Planned it for about a year. The company I worked at in Indy was super cool. Like all my financials and stuff I was planning for home field, like the CFO would look it over for me, and like they knew it was an open secret that I was leaving to do my own thing eventually. So I was in a really good situation. And then I quit my job in July of 2018. We launched the brand in August of 2018, launched Homefield with 8 schools in Indiana. And it just kind of really since about late last summer really took off. So yeah, it all starts with Indiana football.
That's
and
awesome.
Then, yeah, we really grew out of really leaning in super hard into the 9 Indiana prophecy last fall.
It was so close, man.
Oh, my gosh. I was getting texts in the fourth quarter from people and, like, a bunch of DMs on Twitter, like, hey, congratulations. Like, this is awesome. I was just like, hey, listen, you don't know what program you're talking. I mean, you guys have a lot of chaos on a much grander scale than we do. I mean, your chaos actually matters. But I was like, you don't understand what program you're talking about. How dare you? And then it all fell apart. And people were texting me like I lost a family member after that. So it was pretty bad.
Yeah, I would say Indiana chaos is like this is going to sound insensitive because I haven't thought this through. So just
okay, here we go.
Bear with
me. That's how this pod goes.
Indiana chaos is more like Latin American chaos, whereas Auburn chaos is like Middle Eastern chaos. Like when it goes, it goes. and the ramifications are global. Yeah.
Thank everyone.
Yeah, it's a we ride the lightning down here quite a bit. So in a very similar way to what you guys do. But look, as a massive Dallas Mavericks fan, I understand that what starts in Bloomington can have a positive effect on my life.
That's right.
Mark Cuban, famous Indiana basketball super fan.
Absolutely.
And he talks about when he knew that, what was it called, broadcast.com was going to work. When did you know that home field was, like, taking off?
Oh, man. There's been a couple of moments. I mean, I fully believed in the idea. We had a pretty low point, I'd say 9 months in. It's licensing is so difficult because a lot of the times there are a lot of companies that are like, oh, we can make cool stuff, but it's not really thought through. And you have to communicate that to schools. And so it took us a long time to communicate what being very online, like how that was different than others. And it's not just Twitter. There's so many other things that you have to do. I think last year when IU reached out to us and asked us to be the in-vendor, like the in-stadium vendor for the Gator Bowl, that was one of those moments where I knew, like, this is happening. I think that was a big one. And there's been a lot of little moments. Last Black Friday, like, of 2019, it was, like, sales numbers that made my eyes pop out of my head.
Wow.
Which is, you know, like, that was a big moment. And then, honestly, we would always say to each other, you know, the only thing that would stop this brand, because it is more of a premium price point, my wife, Krista, is our creative director. We always would say to each other, the only thing that would stop this brand at this point is if there was a massive global recession. and, like, we're dead serious because we're like, we're premium price point. Like, those are the most variable, right? We understand that.
Sure.
And so when the news of the pandemic hit, I mean, it was so many other things, obviously, way more important. March Madness being canceled. It was our worst day in over a year, the day after March 12th, 13th was that day that's going to go down forever, where everything got canceled. I always forget which one it is. Whatever the next day was our worst day in over a year. And we got really nervous, but we stuck to our guns and we sent our team home for 2 months. Our production team, which is an hourly team, but we paid them 40 hours for 2 months for no work, just because if we're going to go down swinging, we're going to do it our way. And we've always believed this brand is about being thoughtful. So we had those two moments prior to the pandemic. I would say after the pandemic, not after the pandemic, after people came back from the pandemic and we started this big new Saturday thing, like when we had our first massive day with UConn, that was again when we were like, oh, this is how we've made it. So I'd say there's really been like a lot of moments in there, starting with last December and the whole Gator Bowl and the holidays.
So tell Mark, people what Big News Saturday is, if they're not familiar.
Yeah. So Big News Saturday, we recognize, we were already trying to think, you know, what schools do we add next? I mean, our DMs and our emails are just flooded with add this school. Like, why don't you have Texas? It's like, well, gee, I hadn't thought about adding Texas. But
I was definitely jealous last Christmas when I was able to get my brother a Mississippi State sweatshirt, but I couldn't get myself anything.
Yeah, exactly. But we appreciate the request because then it helps us go to school and say, look, people want it, which is how in part we have Auburn now, is posting. So thank you, everyone, for posting.
That's awesome. I hope you never get Alabama.
We'll see. What was the question?
The question.
Big News Saturday.
Big News Saturday. Explaining Big News Saturday.
Yeah. So we knew that we already knew we were going to want to add schools. In our mind, it was like last year we did 15 schools in 15 days leading up to college football. So we are like, okay, we had a tentative plan, schools we'd already started to talk to. And then with the pandemic, we realized there could be no sports for a long time. So what if we really stretched our launches out and we made it like a semi like sport, like people are tuning in at a certain time to look for this. And we floated the idea out on Twitter, which has been great for us. It's like using social media to crowdsource ideas and get feedback. has led to some of our best ideas. And people said they would be thrilled with that. And so we modeled it after Fox Sports' Big Noon kickoff. And we thought we'd call it Big New Saturday because just mocking it slightly. But also we were going to have it at noon on Saturday anyway. Get everybody to tune in.
It's 11 a.m. God's time.
Sorry, yeah, Central. Yeah, Indiana used to be Central in the summer, but then we switched it for Farmers. Or Farmers hated it when we switched it. I forget. Anyway. And so that was kind of where the idea came from. So we launched with Tulane and then Hawaii. And then it's been crazy because we just finalized our schedule for it. We're not going to announce the last day yet. But I mean, we've been doing this on a rolling basis. Some of these schools we learned about 2 or 3 weeks out, which is insane. Like in apparel, you plan 3 to 6 months out. So our team is just like swamped. But for example, Auburn was one of them. They saw the success of Big News Saturday. They saw a lot of Auburn people asking for it. And so now we're launching Auburn September 12th with some pretty cool designs that we're excited about. A lot of them, there's not going to be too much inside baseball with collegiate licensing, but there's a program called College Vault with Auburn. It has a lot of the logos that you will probably recognize. The Aubie that a bunch of other schools also use as a Tiger, like LSU from Art Evans in the 50s, right?
Sailor Aubie.
There's the Eagle through the A, the Auburn baseball script, all that stuff. So that's what most people expect when they think licensing. There's some agreements in place where we're actually doing stuff outside of that that people haven't used, I mean, since the 50s in some cases, or like some Aubies that were used like once in the 90s that people might not even know are Aubie.
Have you seen the Aubie that has like the half slit eyes? Looks like he's smoked just his mind out. You're still muted, Chief, by the way. Like he smoked his mind out. Looks like he's probably knows exactly when the next Widespread Panic show is. Have you seen this hobby?
That? Oh, yeah. No, that's going to be on a hoodie. Oh. We have that one.
Oh, my gosh. I need this hoodie so bad, Connor. Mm-hmm. Like, you have no idea.
I'll DM you some photos afterward. I'll make sure that's one of the ones you guys get on a hoodie and a tee. There's a few really good ones in there.
So where do you get the inspiration for these? Because, I mean, like you said, a lot of the retro logos are pretty popular nowadays. I mean, you go into any Auburn store and you can find just about all of them. So where did you go to find these kind of deep in the vault logos?
We have a few resources we'll go to. So one of them, yearbooks. I mean, we will just literally read yearbooks to not only just see the images, but also understand the context around it. We will go to media guides, just pour through archives. eBay is a great resource because we also want to make sure that we're using like, okay, this obby is great. What is a font that matches the time period of it? How is this used in apparel? Because we want it to resonate and not just be like, the ideal is not just, oh, that's cool, but wow, that makes me feel like I'm watching Bo again because I saw that on a starter jacket. So there are a variety of places. We're starting to now get to the point too where, man, people just crowdsource stuff to us because there's like a whole cottage industry. Industry would be too strong a word because that would mean people make money off of it, but there's a whole interest around vintage logos, and there's obviously like uniform trackers. Like, you guys have Clint Richardson.
He's great with that stuff.
We'll like just DM us like, hey, have you seen this before? And most of the time we have, because we get pretty deep in the weeds, but sometimes we haven't, and it's really helpful. So yeah, it's really fun.
As the designer of the Fart Wolves t-shirt, I can say that I really appreciate design. What's your favorite design you've done for Auburn so far?
Oh man. So, is there a way to drop it in the chat? I'm going to try to drop it. We had a call to Auburn today to just go over artwork one last time and it got approved. I was nervous this one wasn't going to get approved. Let me drop.
Is this too hot for TV?
Is this a video one? Are people going to see us on video?
No.
Ah, Okay. Well,
we're not good looking enough for that.
All right. Let me see
or if tech I can savvy. I can't even imagine how to do a vlog. We can hardly keep everybody not like dropping off the call. Like I can't even see Ryan right now. He's on the call.
Yeah, I shut my video off because I was lagging so cool. much.
Okay.
All right. I just dropped it in the chat. Yeah. It's just me, maybe?
No. Yeah, I can't see
maybe. It. See, I'm not good at technology either. It's this guy. Let me see if I can share my screen real quick.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's in the chat.
Yeah, I see it now. That is rad.
We've got this guy, too. I was DMing Justin Ferguson about this, actually, too. See, I've been trying to get all on Auburn Twitter. I'll just name drop everyone on Auburn Twitter. How about that?
Yeah, man. These are amazing.
Yeah, you guys have been really good to us, so I want to make sure.
There it is. My my really chill obby. That's what I'll call him.
Yeah,
it's like he's been hanging out with.
You're getting great podcasting right now because everybody's gonna just be like, "Oh, that's cool. Oh, dude, that's cool."
What you guys can't see is just the absolute most flames emoji Auburn apparel you can imagine. Think about what you would
and
like.
Its logos you're not gonna be able to get anywhere else.
Yeah, man, this is not something that Cutter and Buck is doing for Auburn.
Yeah, so we're excited about these. I mean, there's more. I'll leave some of that to your imagination.
Can I name drop more obscure apparel brands that make Auburn gear?
Please. Yeah. Bring them all out. But no, it's just, I mean, it's a blast. I mean, we love doing this kind of stuff and we love college sports too. So, I mean, we feel very fortunate, especially right now, to be able to just do what we do. So, yeah.
All right. So, Ryan, you had a question about how the partnership came about. I'll just ask it for you.
Is Ryan gone now?
Yeah. How's your partnership with Banner Society, or what was at one point Banner Society and those guys? How's Spencer and Holly and Jason and all those guys and PAPN? How did that
How it came about?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was already a listener of Fullcast and PAPN, just because, again, I know nothing of college football, so it doesn't really matter with the Fullcast, but PAPN gave me a lot of good insight into college football, and I like the angle they always take with Godfrey and Richard and then formerly Bud, too. It was just fun for me to kind of tap into as a fan, but we had sent some Indiana State product actually very early on to Whitney Medworth of SB Nation, and Ryan Nanny responded to it, and his response was, I mean, we must have had like 100 followers at the time on Twitter, like very early on, like 2 months into the brand, and our handle was at Homefield Goods because apparel doesn't fit. And Ryan responded and said, "Oh God, Whitney, I thought you were washed in buying things from Home Goods." And then a couple of days later, he ends up buying an NDSU shirt that has the giant bison on it.
Right.
And so I saw his name pop up, and I was like, "Oh, I'm just gonna send him a shirt with him as the frying onion on the shirt, because we can do that with our type of printing."
Sure.
And so I did, and sent a little note saying I was a listener, thanks for the order. And then he responded via email, and then just saying thanks for that shirt. And then I asked him if we could talk more about being a sponsor. And so that's how that really started. We could have reached out to Vox and probably not heard anything back, because we were a small company, but they advocated for us to Vox, and it's not like they like cut us a super deal, but enough to where, as a really small startup, we were able to take a chance with the Fullcast, and then that did well enough, because I mean it was just like a match made in heaven, frankly. It did well enough to where we were able to start advertising with PAPN, and it worked out really well, and that's how we end up making Fart Wolf shirts and the like. So yeah, that's where that all began, and we have stayed by their side ever since. When they relaunched with Learfield, We matched up the launch date. We talked about it back in June. I was on a call with Ryan and Holly, and they decided that they were going to launch the podcast again Pit Week, because that was very on brand for them.
Sure.
So yeah, when we launched Pit via Big News Saturday, which is us launching a school every Saturday, because I never actually defined that when you asked the question about 10 minutes ago. That's when that's when they launched the Shutdown Fullcast again, or relaunched it.
That's rad, man. All right, so we'll ask you a couple questions, and then we'll let you go. School has been your favorite to work on with the designs and logos? And
I'm not in the day-to-day design as much anymore, and that's probably a good thing because I'm not the most talented designer at our company. But for me, it's just like, personally, it's so much fun to get into IU. Being an IU, like, I just love Indiana University. So I'll just, for the heck of it, just play around. And yeah, it's always going to be the most fun for me will be IU. Since then, Pitt was a blast. Because I mean, the Pitt script is just beautiful. Slippery Rock, which we recently launched, was fun because we got to make a design with a rock in a fur coat.
Right.
Like, that kind of stuff is just great. You know, like, that's what we look for. Tulane, their designs are just so incredible. Like the Green Wave and the Surfing Pelican. There's just really so much good stuff. I really love doing the mid-major design, frankly, because, or we say mid-major because of basketball up here, but, you know, FCS and UD3, because there's just so many more funky designs out there, and they're harder to find because there's way less content on these schools. So it feels like you're finding like a diamond in the rough when you find a really cool random mid-major design, like logo or something. Like, I'm even just looking at our list right now, and there's some really good old Ohio U stuff. Radford, they've got one named Rowdy, who looks like one of the guys that works for Homefield calls him Cracked Out Elmo. Which, I mean, it's the best descriptor. So, yeah, I mean, there's just some great – the mid-majors especially, there's some really great stuff to work with.
That's awesome. Yeah. Who's the most famous person you've seen wear one of your shirts?
Do any of you guys watch The Bachelor?
Well, we had a coach.
We did this last year.
Yeah, one of our assistant basketball coaches. Yeah. Daughters was the Bachelorette, or no, she was on the Bachelor. That's what it was. She was on the Bachelor.
So Ben Higgins was the Bachelor a few years ago, and he's from Warsaw, Indiana. And he's a big IU guy. And we had talked about, like, hey, we'd love to do like some sponsored, like just whatever, we'll send you something. And he's got a few million followers on Instagram. And his agent came back with just an absurd, like, I can't say the number, just an absurd proposal. And we were like, nah, we're good. but we sent him just like a care package. Like, you know what? You're from Indiana. You seem like a good dude. And he's worn it like in like five of his posts, like without us paying him, and tagged us in it. So he might be the most popular. I mean, I knew that we sent it to him. Yeah, I'd probably say Ben. He's got to be. I mean, former guys in the league right now from IU in the NBA wear our stuff a lot, and in the NFL. But I'd say it's got to be on like a national level, whether you're a sports fan, that's probably Ben Higgins.
Yeah.
How sad are you that Parks and Rec isn't on the air and that you can't get into that show?
So many of the things and so many of the jokes that they tell are so good and so accurate. Like, one of my favorite ones is when they have like the state fair, or not the state fair, they have like the county fair, I think it is, to try to raise money for Pawnee, and they have Tilda Bird, Larry Bird's aunt, there signing autographs. Like, that was so perfect. I had Larry Bird tell me one time when I was 9 to stop shooting 3-pointers because I was bad at them. So he disappears in Indiana and like he just corrects your shooting form and then walks away like a ghost.
Just Indiana guy.
Yeah, he's like, oh, hey, yeah, hey, Larry, yep, You got it. I will never shoot a three again.
He walks over and goes, hey, eyes, elbow, follow through.
Yeah, yeah, that elbow's not tucked in enough, son, and you got to pick a spot in the rim.
That's great.
Yeah, I think the quote was actually, you shouldn't be shooting those. And that's the only word Larry Bird has ever said to me, just walking by me.
Wow. Wow. All right, man. Connor, it's been awesome to have you on here. Real quick, can you promise us that you'll never sell a shirt with an Alabama or a Georgia logo on it?
Well, here's the deal, pal. You can make a lot of money off of them.
It's true.
You can appeal to the Bama fans by just selling Kentucky content.
Oh, that's an inside baseball joke. Yeah, Alabama basketball.
Bama football fans or Kentucky basketball fans. Yeah. It's the same people.
Oh, wow. It's kind of like more in the Southwest Ohio, Southeast Indiana. You see a lot of Ohio State football, Kentucky basketball. Wow.
They're the same.
I didn't realize that part. Yeah, I mean, we'll join them with that mutual bond over Kentucky.
You make a shirt that's like split on the middle and has Alabama football on the left and Kentucky basketball on the right, you will sell out.
Yeah, that's the old Brady Quinn, AJ Hawk thing, right? Yes. From the Fiesta Bowl. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'll have to get in. I'm sure the licensing will be on board.
Yeah. All right, man. Connor, it's so nice to talk to you, and we're really thankful for Homefield coming on with Auburn.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, guys.
We're thankful to give you our money.
Oh, you'll be getting some stuff in the mail. Don't you worry.
I can't wait. Yeah.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Connor.
All right. See you.
See ya.
Bye.